Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life.
When a silent majority allows their nation to lose its common sense, that nation is lost, and you are allowing them to take your country away from you. Is it common sense to adore at the altar of multiculturalism? Read your world history. Not one nation has survived as a multiculture. It's the uniculture that is your strength. One country, one culture, one language. Is it common sense that 84% of the people want to make English the official language of America, but your majority political party espouses insanity, ignores the people, and says no? Is it common sense that 53 countries, mostly in Africa, have declared English to be their national language, and the party who declares we will unite you says press 2 for Spanish? Is it common sense to adopt your new national religion of diversity when the very word means disunity? We founded a country on similarities, not diversities. One country, one culture, one language. You cry out for unity, but is it common sense to continue to identify yourselves by your ethnicities and not your nationalism? White-America, Black-America, Chinese-America, Hispanic-American, Gay and Lesbian-American, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Woman's Caucus. You want unity? Change your language. Isn't it time, once again, we all became just plain Americans? Or is that too much common sense? Is it your new common sense now to stand up and cheer when a presidential candidate wants to hand over the health care system to that same government who has run Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and 12 other entitlement programs into bankruptcy? A government bureaucracy who can't run a railroad, your airports, secure your borders, or find 15 to 20 million illegal aliens? That same government that allows Islamic women to take their driver's license picture wearing a neck scarf covering their face because it offends their belief. What's next? Allowing the Ku Klux Klan wearing their hoods? Is it common sense to bankrupt the American treasury? Fighting wars for countries whose silent majority won't fight for themselves? Your debt is now $9.4 trillion. Is it common sense to continue to give away $9 billion of taxpayer money to unfriendly countries in foreign aid, including $2 billion a year to Egypt, who votes against the United States 80% of the time in the United Nations. All this while your own inner cities crumble. 40% of your high school graduates can only read or write at a fourth grade level. You have to import people from China and India for your high-tech industry because you haven't got enough smart people in America. And New Orleans and the flood victims of Iowa continue to be forgotten. This is madness. Lay down your misplaced global burden and rebuild America first. You can't support the world while neglecting your own country. Are you unifying the country with common sense when both of your presidential candidates cry out, "We must show compassion for the 15 to 20 million invaders from south of your border"? But not one word of compassion for the overburdened American taxpayer who is forced to subsidize the invaders by paying over $250 billion of their hard-earned money to establish America as the welfare department of a failed, corrupt foreign country. Are you unifying your country with common sense by sending out your utility bills and your Social Security checks in Spanish? Legal and illegal immigrants have no incentive to learn your unifying language because you make it easy for them not to assimilate. How many of you write in big letters across that bill, "English only, please," and send it back? Stop bending over backwards to accommodate every other culture but your own. Is it common sense to allow your activist judges to ignore your history, your culture, your Declaration of Independence, and every other founding document to remove God from public life? And endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, their creator, not the ACLU, not the will of the atheist or the anti-Americans that sit on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Separation of church and state, yes. Separation of God from public life, never intended by your founding fathers. Is it common sense that the very political party who claims to be the party of the people and shouts, "We will bring change," consistently stops all common sense legislation to secure your borders, establish workplace verification, and stop taxpayer money for illegals? They call themselves progressive global thinkers. We had another word for them in 1776. We called them traitors. This happened all once before. 232 years ago, it led to revolution and thousands of dead in the streets. It will happen again unless you take back America now. Join the grassroots movement of the second American Revolution, not of guns and violence, but pressure, pressure, pressure on your non-representing representatives who created these problems in the first place. This is the most important phone number in your democracy, the Congressional Switchboard. Pick up your phone every day, every hour if need be, and call your representatives and tell them in no uncertain language to listen to the silent majority or else be thrown out on their hindquarters. It's toll-free, and your taxes pay for it. Would you stand by and watch your family perish when you have the power to save them? Of course not. Then why are you doing that to your own country? 1-866-340-9281. Perhaps you allow all this destructive, uncommon sense out of a distorted notion of tolerance. Remember what Aristotle said, tolerance is the last virtue.
And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchips. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into...
Is that you, Captain? Is that you, Captain?
Ahoy, my Cap? Day.
Is that you, Captain? Yes, not.
Avast. Avast.
You must be one of those trolls that go around. Ooh, Anonymous, huh? What can I do for you, Anonymous?
How do you know when you're a troll? You just are. No, wait, that's a pirate.
That's a pirate, huh? You got anything interesting to say, or just, you know?
It's good to see that you're finally back up.
I'm not back up. This is not the captain. This is Joseph Gibson. You're on a different show,
today,
brother.
4265. We appear to have lost
off,
the captain.
You sailed off to the wrong ocean. So I'm waiting for
captain
the captain.
Long.
I'll let you know. Yeah, I'll let you know when he gets back on.
And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchips. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me.
In the end...
Hey, Meriden, 203-403, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Meriden? Yes, I can hear you just fine. I tried hooking the captain up. I told him I was going to do an emergency broadcast. Where the heck is he?
I put your number in his chat, so I don't know. Maybe he didn't call
you. No. I can't message him yet because I'm logged into another. I'm logged into my show, so I can't message him
the way this crappy Flash player works on these Windows operating systems, and the amount of ads that Blog Talk Block is cramming down your goddamn pages and everything, it's a friggin' wonder anything works.
I know. I tried. I Facebooked him, but he's not on Facebook. So I know you put the number up there, and then we got someone else who called in. Obviously, you heard that. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, we got that pirate troll.
Yeah, he must be one of the captain's followers. You know, so I don't know. But I'm gonna give the captain about 10 minutes. I don't know if you could private message him on his show, because he's still typing. I could go in as a guest on his program, and I could see him typing, arguing with somebody.
I could send him a message. What do you want me to send him?
Tell him that I'm here, wanting him to broadcast his program. He asked me to do it, and I'm doing it. I'm sitting here waiting. Tell him to call me. And give him the number to the show.
It doesn't come up to where I can message him privately or anything.
then put it out in the open. Who cares?
Well, let me see.
I'm watching now, actually.
Okay.
I can't type, it won't let me. I sent him an invite, too, a co-host invite, so he can log right into my program. Because tonight's not my broadcast night, so I got nothing to talk about.
Okay.
There you go, I see it. You just said Captain Joe's waiting for you, yeah. Yeah.
Who the hell is Freedom Dream? I think it must be a bot or an idiot, one or the other.
I don't know. I don't think that's the, captain, Freedom Dream.
No. It's either a bot or an idiot. Yeah, he said he's an idiot. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
How could he hear me?
Are we
logged into the captain show too?
So he's the one that's on your show.
He could be. I don't know.
Laughing out loud, huh? There you go.
Could be on me. Could be simultaneously listening to mine and the captain's show. Who knows? Who knows?
Not if he's using a Windows machine.
I don't know, but I know tomorrow
I've had Adobe Flash players. It was consuming almost 3/4 of a gig of memory here.
Oh, yeah, it shuts me down. I can only log in twice or three times on the blog talk because all these damn ads, and it shuts me down. It says you have to need to retry.
I don't know. There's other versions of Linux out there, Freedom Dream, not Windows, that are free, that are much better. Why don't you go with a mainstream version, you know, and do yourself a favor? Linux has been around for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I got everybody on here because we do have a couple other people on the phone line. Those are supporters of the program. The captain, you know, I told him if he had problems, all he had to do was message me on Facebook. You saw that. And he didn't do it. And, you know, so I don't understand why. He must be having phone connection problems. That's what it is, because it doesn't make any – and he does have a cell phone that sucks. So he was calling in Direct Connect over the phone, and his cell phone died on him. That's what happened, because his Skype isn't working properly.
He could use this Net Connect like I got. It's relatively inexpensive, and it appears to work, Kev, pretty good, you know.
Yeah. Well, obviously, they can hear us in the captain's chat room, too, so I don't know how. Maybe the captain got me tied into a show somehow. But anyway, tomorrow night we're going to have Dr. Christina England on, and she's going to talk about the vaccinations, and that's what makes all these people nuts out there today and dumbed down, and that's why they're bored sitting in their parents' basement in their underwear eating potato chips looking at naked girls all night instead of going out and finding a job, okay? So, tomorrow night we'll be talking about the vaccinations and how they poison you. And BitBanker, you know a little bit about that, so hopefully you'll join us. And, they can listen. I'm looking at the captain's chat room and then looking at mine. And, that was pretty funny. Yeah, he likes that one, I bet. But,
when I was on a captain's show, I mentioned something about Block Island, and I was wrong. It's actually Plum Island, if anybody is here was listening to that show.
Yeah, well, you can clarify. Well, actually, well, you see, tomorrow night when Christina's on, you can re-clarify that. But just to add things, I may have a doctor call in who supports vaccinations, who he disagrees with Christina. So that should be interesting. so we may actually get a doctor.
You have this Freedom Dream call in. He seems pretty far out there.
Oh, yeah, he's probably been vaccinated. Like I told you, he probably sits in his parents' basement. He's probably in the dark right now. And he gets his kicks because nobody's going to pay attention to him on Facebook, or he's been blocked from Facebook. And he doesn't have a girlfriend, if it's a he or she, I don't know, a boyfriend. And I asked him if he had anything to contribute. Maybe he needs help. I don't know. Talk about people that need help. I was on another show that was, I guess, one of those Black Power shows. And, oh, boy, they trashed me, man, the other night. I was a white cracker. And I said, do you even know what a cracker is? Do you know that name originated by the slaves? When the whip would crack against their back, they used to call the white man the cracker. So you're actually insulting yourself like a jackass. You're actually paying a racist a comment when you say cracker. Okay, so they think they're insulting you, see, and that's how ignorant they were. And oh my goodness, they didn't know what to say to that. But that was funny. That was funny. It was really funny. And then I invited them onto the show also to, hey, you want to call in and give your Black Power speech or whatever? And this is what they told me, which I believe is highly illegal. Now, I don't know, BitBanker, if you could tell me what you think in your opinion. They told me to go to a gun store, buy an AR-15, okay, and go to my local state capitol and shoot and kill all my state representatives. Do you believe that's a terroristic threat? I mean, don't you think that's illegal?
Hal Turner got 3 years in jail for doing less than that.
Exactly. So I don't understand why Blog Talk Radio hasn't taken the initiative to maybe shut them down. Now, I don't know if they're a weekly show or not, but I'm going to be looking for their show because you know what? I'll tell you what, if I got up here and I told everybody that was listening to me to go shoot somebody, if I did, which I'm not going to, just for the record, But if I was going to, I would bet there would be state police knocking on my door tomorrow morning, you know?
If you want me to quote the federal law and everything, I could look up where I stored it and actually read it to you about what it says about that.
I'd like to, yeah, read it for everybody so they know when they start threatening people that they could be prosecuted. Well, unless you're black or Hispanic, of course. I mean, only white people get prosecuted for that, you know?
Well, that's right, you know. So, you know.
I mean, the white man is the terrorist. We all know that. I mean, we should be paying war reparations.
Well, I'm getting a little bit tired of all this. Got to be politically correct. You can't offend nobody. You can't say black ass and everything, but they can go around and say whatever they want. So, yeah, I'm getting a little bit tired of the bullshit, to tell you the truth.
And everybody actually Donald Trump said the judge is Mexican, and they're all saying he's not Mexican because he was born here. He don't mean anything. Yeah, he's American by political descent.
It's 18 U.S.C. 119, protection of individuals.
Hang on, I'm writing that down. Please read that back.
18 U.S.C. 119. Whoever knowingly makes restricted personal information about a covered person or member with the intent to threaten, intimidate, or incite the commission of a crime of violence against any covered person. And it goes on and on and on.
Yeah. With the subsection A, violate this, violate that. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And
I think the captain is trying to get back on, actually.
Publication L, 110 through 177, Title 2. Section 202A.
Oh, we chased away Anonymous. We got him out of here when we started reading that, huh?
Yeah, well.
He got off the phone line real quick.
There you go.
Yeah, that's how you, hey, Polly want a cracker. That was the last one he wrote. So maybe the captain's trying to get back on. I don't know, but I wish he would have messaged me because you know what? Now here I've wasted, 30 minutes of my time because this was not my show. I was going to give him an hour of my show, actually, and say, hey, say what you want to say, and I'll just shut up, and just sit back and listen. Cause that's what I wanted to do anyway.
I see him still logged into his chat, but you don't know if he's actually hung up and Blog Talk is keeping him in there the way things work today.
That's true. Yeah, well, I think that's what it is. It looks like Blog Talk will probably keep me hung up in my chat room, too. But anyway, I'm going to wrap it up because we got a big show tomorrow night. I got work to do. I got stuff to do. I got about 20 minutes of daylight left here before it gets dark. Anyway, just for the record, Joseph won two huge awards today from kindergarten class. He won the reading, the best in reading and academics and math. He's an expert in math, according to the kindergarten teacher, and he's actually doing math on a third grade level in kindergarten, and they say they've never had that happen before. So he won two awards today, huh?
Well, don't let him skip a grade, because that generally causes problems.
No, I'm not going to, because even though he's twice as large as the other children in his class, you want to know why? They didn't get any vaccinations.
Yeah, but you can't tell them that, because they won't believe you.
No, I know. But he got two awards today, so he's happy.
Does the audio sound okay? Because I'm talking on the headset.
Yeah, it sounds perfect, actually. It sounds better than your damn phone because you sound like you're echoing when you're on your phone.
Well, okay, this is the headset, but I don't like talking on it. I usually just like listening on it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, email it.
And this is what you should have down there, so you're free to type and do other things.
I know. I don't have it. I don't have a headset. I don't have one that works, I got one with one ear that has one ear, and I can't stand those types of headsets. That's got one ear, and then the other one is like empty and it straps on the side of your head.
I got a whole bunch of girls and people walking up my front porch now with dogs. Oh, boy. You know what's going on. Yep.
Oh, yeah, they're going out chasing for cops. Isn't it dark up there right now in Meriden, Connecticut?
Yeah, well, it's not black dark, but it's dark, yeah.
Do you know we still got the sun here? The sun's just setting here?
Yeah. It's 60 degrees here.
Oh, Lord, it's 75 here.
it's 60 here, yeah. As a matter of fact, I take that back, it's 58.
Wow, that's cold.
It's 58 out here right now. That's right. Yeah, it was 60 an hour ago.
Well, anyway, Joe in Sebastian, Florida called me today. I missed the call, so I'm going to call him back tomorrow. Of course, he won't answer because that's how it's been going for the past couple of weeks. Also, real quick, Joseph will be graduating on Friday, so that's going to be a busy day for me. So, and I have to get him his graduation gift, so that's going to be a big day for him.
Buy him a Cadillac.
Well, you should have seen him today. I wouldn't have been able to stand in front of a gymnasium on a podium today. Now, he stood in front of everyone on a podium today in a gymnasium, you know, while the teacher, you know, talked about how he's changed over the year, how he's grown, and how smart he is. She said in front of everybody, you could put any type of book you want in front of him and he can read it. She said that's unheard of for a kindergartner who just starts kindergarten. So, you know, that's good. That's great.
Great.
Yeah.
That's good. Maybe listen to this.
Listen to this. He said, listen, when you go to first grade, you know, you're going to have all the classes, science. He goes, I'm not a scientist. He says, I could be a scientist if I want to be. I said, they make good money. You could buy whatever you want. He goes, I'm going to be a scientist.
good for him. When I come down, he can maybe teach me something.
I bet he could teach you something on his damn GameCubes and his computer. Now, he knows everything about damn computers now, pretty much. All right,
stay away from the GameCubes.
Yeah, anyway, all right, listen, my name is Joseph Gibson. My show is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. Tomorrow night I'm going to have Christina England on the program. Definitely, we've confirmed her. She's calling in, actually, from the country of England. So she is living in England right now, so it's an overseas call. We confirmed she's going to talk about the book she wrote and vaccinations. I hope to have a local doctor here on my program from Greensboro. I'm not going to say his name yet, because it's not confirmed, but he said he's going to try to make it and promote vaccination. So that should be an interesting program. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've already advertised it. And, Cap, I tried to let you just say your thing tonight on my program, but you disappeared. I don't know if you're hung up, like BitBanker said, with the blog talk. I don't know. But this is not my show tonight. I did not have this. At least I did a quick little 30 minutes here. And thanks for Meriden. I had three guests in the chat, and I don't know who that anonymous guy is. Obviously, he needs a little bit of help. I don't know. Maybe he's escaped from a mental institution. I don't know. But I'll pray for his soul. Anyway, everybody, good night. God bless. Take care. Hope to hear from you tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
See you, bye.